This is a short summary and recap of the shiur on Siman Tov Nun Tesiv Beis.
Lo yanicho isu b'loy esek. One may not leave the dough without any work, just to leave it.
And b'loy esek without work.
Ve'afilu rega echad, even 1 minute.
Ve'kol zman shemis askin boy.
And as long as one works on the dough, afilu kol hayom, even the entire day,
eino machmitz, it doesn't become chametz.
Which means that chametz is a process that will only happen if the dough is left untouched. But if the dough is being worked on, it will not become chametz.
Vim inichoy b'loy esek, and if it was left without working on,
the shear mill, the amount of a mill, have a chometz, then it becomes chometz.
And what exactly is a mill?
The shear mill, have a reviz shah, a mill is defined, the time of a mill, it's true, it's a distance as well. But if we talk about the time of a mill, it's defined as reviz shah, a quarter of an hour, plus,
v'chelik me'esre min ha'shah, plus 1/20th of an hour
times 3. So chelik me'esrim, 1/20th,
min hashah, in an hour, that's
1/20th times 3, which is 3 minutes.
So 15 plus 3 is 18 minutes.
Now, before we go into other details, it is fascinating to know that the Mishneh Berurah points out in Seif Katan Tezvav, have a revi ishah, have a yutches minutin besachakal, these are 18 minutes altogether. The Bialocha and the Mishneh Berurah here point out that there are opinions that hold that the shear mill is actually more than 18 minutes. It can go up to 23 or even 24 minutes. Now, I don't think anybody will touch a matzah which was baked in 24 minutes. But the Mishneh Berurah does paskin that b'shas adchak, and under extreme circumstances, such a matzah is kosher.
It's very, very strange that we know matzahs being 18 minutes, but in reality it's not accurate to state 18 minutes matzah. There's nothing about the 18 minutes. As many at times, 18 minutes is just not accurate, because as we learned now, as long as you're dealing with it and you're working on the dough, it doesn't become chametz. In theory, it could be a perfectly kosher matzah in well over 18 minutes. Well over 18 minutes. He said, kol hayom kula, as long as you're working on it. So what is 18 minutes? Similarly, there's opinions that hold that b'shas adchak, you can be leaning on 24 minutes. So his 18 minutes sounds like a very, not random, but it's not a key component. There's many other halachas within the baking of a matzah. 18 minutes matzah, why is that the qualifying condition? Now, the Mishneh Berurah also points out that we know there is halachas of that we can define at times how chometz looks. There are signs how chometz is detected. They'll discuss later. So if there is signs, so why do we need, what's 18 minutes go to with this check? Is this chometz? Has this dough become chometz or not? So why is 18 minutes a defining factor? Just check out the dough, and maybe it's got signs of it being chometz, maybe not. And the answer to Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Yud Dalet tells us a really important yesod. Seif Katan Yud Dalet have a chometz. Afogam de lo nika b'shum shimon echimutz. That everything that we're discussing here, the 18 minutes, that is true, and that is important, even if there is no simonim of chimutz. Which means that if there is simonim of chimutz, then even within the 18 minutes it's become chometz. But within the 18 minutes, if something is over the 18 minutes, over the shear mill, then it's considered chometz even without the signs. Which obviously that teaches us that the chometz is not necessarily a chemical, or it's not recognizable in a chemical way, or in a technical way, that sometimes the simonim will not be recognizable and visible, and yet it's chometz gomur if it's over the 18 minutes, despite the fact that the simonim are not nika. The
Rama adds over here, V'yesh le'achmir le'mayer be'inyin atzias ha'matzes. One has to hurry to do the matzes. Ki yishlochush la'shashir zitztarfu. That one has to be worried about, one has to be concerned with the opinions that the shio is the breaks, they add up. Le'shemil o'yishye b'mokoyim cham shemal ha'achmir. So that it's in a warm place that will heat up the chimutz process. Now that means, what happens to the first point of the Rama is, what happens if you deal with the dough, and then afterwards you give it 5 minutes break, and afterwards you come back, and then you give another five, and you work on it, and then you give another 5 minutes break, and you do that numerous times. Does the 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5 minutes of break, do they add up to it 18 minutes, which it becomes chametz, or maybe not? So whilst the argument could be that it's not, because it needs 18 minutes to become chametz, and once you worked on it, you start from scratch, it's like a restart button. The more we are paskins that no, she is mitzvahs, it does add up. It does add up to the 18 minutes. So if you do, you leave it 5 minutes untouched, you go back to working on it, and then you leave it again for 5 minutes, and so on and so on. The 5 minutes will add up. If you got 18 minutes of unattended dough, it will add up to 18 minutes, will become chametz. That's an important yesod. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Beis teaches us below Yisik veYisik Mikis Shelosh Oisa. What's considered working on the chametz, working on the dough? Yisik Mikis Shelosh Oisa. It's kneading it or Megalgal Beit. So you're turning the you're rolling on it. V'chigavlen similar Avoloi, but not Kmo Shiyesh. Now again, some people Litchoik veLivoyto Isa Beit. Some people just squeeze it and pat it on one side. Deloy Mahani Zelim Noya Mechimutz B'chol Isa. But that won't help for the other side. So if you just work on it on one side, that doesn't help the other side. The areas which are not touched on, those areas are not helped and saved by the other areas of the dough which are being worked on. The poskim discuss what about the throwing of the dough onto the table, to this, hitting the dough when you make like a roll, like it looks like a sausage, and you're hitting that on the table. Is that considered working or not? And the poskim agree that it is considered, the impact is considered like you're working on the dough, and that is acceptable. That would be considered asik, and that will not that's considered asik, and it won't become chametz. So these are the main points over here. But to emphasize again that what the Gemara finishes off with saying that if it's in a warmer place, then you don't need 18 minutes. Actually, it's going to be quicker than that. It could be quicker than 18 minutes if it's in a warmer place. And the truth is, the factories are very busy with that. The hand matzahs factories, they are very challenged by that, because it's very hard to actually knead the dough in areas which are cool. Yes, there is air conditioning and similar facilities which help it, but at the end of the day, it is a challenge to keep it in such an environment. Machine matzahs are very much focusing on that, and the rooms are very cool, and there's normally fans or other temperature-controlled systems and mechanisms which help the dough actually enter the oven when it's still very cool. And they reach great heat only once they enter the oven. Before that, it's very cool. And the factories are very focused on that, and very much it's a prime area of concern and challenge, and a prime area of focus by the various matzah bakeries. So just to summarize what we discussed in Safe Base, we learned that as long as you're working on the dough, it doesn't become chametz. Even if you're doing that for 24 hours, it won't become chametz. If you leave it untouched, then it becomes chametz after 18 minutes. Some poskim hold that it's not 18 minutes, but it's up to 24 minutes. But we don't paskin like that. And we learned also that the shears that mitzvah first, that it adds up, the breaks that you have, and you leave it unattended, adds up to the 18 minutes. And finally, we discussed that one has to ensure that the dough is cool and cold prior to reaching the oven.